I want to ask you about Russia because this could be more controversial because of what the CIA has said and what the intelligence communities have all agreed on is Russia's role in trying to interfere with the U.S. election, with hacking, not just hacking the DNC, but hacking John Podesta's emails. And then, according to our own reporting and a lot of other reporting, turning that material through intermediaries over to WikiLeaks to be distributed. What do we know about what Russia tried to do and how effective they may have been?
I think it's quite remarkable, and people should take sharp notice of the fact that the President of the United States has made the statement he has about the Russian involvement in the disruption of our election. Even if it didn't succeed, even if Hillary Clinton had won, it's still very important for us to have an investigation. I prefer an outside, nonpartisan commission to review it. Others have said it can be done in the Congress, but it has to be done. You can't just say, as Mitch McConnell and the Speaker have said, Congress could do this. Yes, well, task them to do it. It's interesting also that Donald Trump responded when he said the intelligence community has said that Russia was responsible for the hacking. He returned it with, well, they're the same people who told us that Saddam Hussein had, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Did not. The intelligence community never said that. The evidence, there is no intelligence to support that claim. That threat was made by the Bush-Cheney administration. As you see in Britain, they've dispelled all of that. It was a massive misrepresentation of the American people. But there's nothing in the intelligence to support the threat that Bush-Cheney was presenting. So it was a cute response. With a cute response, and other people felt maybe have fallen for it, but it's important to note that a president should pay attention to the intelligence. If he's going to, he has to have the knowledge to have the judgment to make the decisions a president makes. That the Russians disrupted our government, undermined the sanctity of our democracy, is totally unacceptable.